At the end of Parshas Vayigash, when the sons of Yaakov are going down to Mitzrayim, the Psukim list who are all the sons of every one of the Shvatim. And those turned out to be the founding families of Klal Yisrael. And now, at the end of Parshas Pinchas and Arvos Moav, when they're on the outskirts of going into Eretz Yisrael, the Psukim once again, when they're counting Klal Yisrael, list the names of all the main families that came out of the Shvatim. But it's interesting because a bunch of the families that are listed in Parshas Vayigash are not mentioned anymore in Parshas Pinchas. And some of the families in Parshas Pinchas weren't mentioned back in Parshas Vayigash. How could we understand that? One example of this is in the sons of Gad. In Parshas Vayigash, one of the names of Gad's sons was Etzbon. His name doesn't show up again in Parshas Pinchas. And yet, in the list of God's sons in Parshas Pinchas, it lists a family by the name of Uzni, a family that wasn't mentioned in Parshas Vayigash. Rashi says that Uzni was really Etzbon, and he doesn't know why the name was changed, but he said that it must be the same family. It once was called after God's son, Etzbon, and eventually the family became known as Uzni. The Or HaChaim at first argues on this Rashi, and he quotes a Tanchuma that says that the reason why Etzbon is not mentioned in Parshas Pinchas is because his entire family was wiped out during the plague that just took place after they were with the Moabite women. And who was Uzni, says the Or HaChaim? It must be that if any one of the grandchildren or great-grandchildren's families became extra large, so their family became a new branch within Klal Yisrael. So some earlier families disappeared because of all the different plagues in the Midbar, and some new families came to the forefront because their families became large enough to be considered their own branch. But then the Or HaChaim turns around, and he said that he found a psikta, and in the psikta it says that Uzni was Etzbon, just like Rashi said, just Rashi didn't have that psikta available to him. So says the Or HaChaim, Rashi must have had Ruach HaKodesh when he said that pshat, and he was mechavein to the words of the Tanoim in the psikta. But the Shlug gives a different beautiful pshat on why Etzbon's name was changed to Uzni. And he reminds us of the Gemara in Ksuvis, which explains the purpose behind every one of the fingers on a person's hand. And then the Gemara asks, and why did Hashem make the tips of our fingers blunt and not sharp and pointy? And the Gemara answers, because a person is meant to stick his fingers in his ears whenever he hears Lashon Hara or words that are uttered to listen to. One of the main purposes of a person's fingers are to stick them in our ears and plug them up so as not to hear Dvarim Asurim. So now it makes complete sense, says the Shla. The family originally was called Etzbon, finger, but it's only natural to name them now Uzni, ear, because that's really where the finger needs to be put. That's the main tafkid and job of the finger. And that's how the name evolved to Uzni, which is really the tafkid of Etzbon, the finger. Another discrepancy that we find is in the sons of Yisachar. One of his sons listed in Parshas Vayigash is Yov, Yud Vav Vez. However, in Parshas Pinchas, we don't find a Yov, but we do find a Yashuv, Yud Shin Vav Vez, a shin thrown in the middle. Rashi says that it's the same person, but we need to understand why suddenly there's a shin in the middle of his name. And the Sifti Chachamim explains that Yov had gradually became frustrated with his name because there was a new Avodah Zarah in the world named Yov, and he didn't want to have the same name as an Avodah Zarah. And he complained to his father Yisachar about it. So Yisachar, who had two shins in his name, graciously gave his son Yov one of his shins, turning him into Yishov. Another discrepancy is amongst Binyamin's sons. In Parshas Vayigash, one of Binyamin's sons is Mupim, and in Parshas Miketz, Rashi explained that Binyamin named every one of his 10 sons after his older brother Yosef and all the different things that Yosef went in his own life. And the name Mupim was because Mepi Avi Lamad. He learned from the mouth of my father. My father, Yaakov, was Yosef's main Rebbe, and Yosef was his main Talmud. In Parshas Pinchas, the name Mupim disappears, but in its place we find the name Shfufam. And Rashi says that Shfufam was Mupim. And what does the name Shfufam mean? It's referring to the fact that Yosef was Shafuf Bein HaUmos. Yosef was low and swallowed up amongst the Umos, amongst the foreign nations of the world. But how does that relate back to the name Mupim that he learned Torah from his father's mouth? I don't know the answer to that question, and it's a great Shabbos table discussion how Mupim was switched to Shrufim, but one answer that I did see was from Rav Eliyahu Tuvalsky, the author of the Sefer HaMesulotim B'Paz, and he suggests that it's because Yosef learned Torah from his father's mouth, that's what created the kinna, the jealousy of the brothers towards Yosef, and that's what ended up making Yosef Shafuf Ben Ha'umos. Since the brothers sold Yosef, and they made him be lowered and swallowed up by the nations of the world, so Mupim was really the cause of Yosef's being Shfufam. He also suggests that perhaps those two names are stressing the tremendous fall that Yosef had from being on such a high place of Mupim, that he learned Torah Mipi of, and now he ended up Shfufam, Shafuf Ben Ha'umos. Had Yosef been just an average guy, it wouldn't have been as horrible to suddenly be low amongst the nation. But for somebody that started on the level of Mepi Aviv Loma Torah, that makes the Shfufam so much harder. By the way, a riddle that you could ask at your table is, where do we find a pasuk in this week's Parsha where every single word has a pay in it? And that's in Parakav of Pasuk Lamites. L'shfufam mishpachas hashufami l'chufam mishpachas hachufami. There's seven pays and six words. That's crazy. Amongst the children of Reuven was Falu. And in Parakav Vav, Pasuk Ches and Tes, it says, Uvenei Falu Eliav. Falu, Reuven's son, only had one son, Eliav. Ubenei Eliav, Numuel, Vidasan, Va'aviram. And Eliav, Falu, Ben Reuven's son, only had three sons, Numuel, Dasan, and Aviram. And then the pasuk goes on to remind us that Dasan and Aviram were swallowed up by the earth. And the Ramban wants to know, why does the pasuk need to remind us now that Dasan and Aviram were swallowed up by the earth? And answers the Ramban that the Torah wants to stress that all of the Yerusha from the grandfather Falu ended up in Nemuel's hands. Because Falu only had one son, Eliav. And Eliav had three sons, and two of them were Dasan and Aviram, who were swallowed up by the earth. So all of Eliav's Yerusha from Falu needs to go to now is to Nemuel. And all of Eliav's Chelek in Eretz Yisrael is going to go to Nemuel alone. And it's unbelievable to note that there's a Chazal that says that Nemuel was actually On Ben Pelet. And Pelet is actually referring to Falu, On's grandfather. Because On was Nemuel, the son of Eliav, the son of Falu. And it makes sense that he would be referred to as the son of Falu because he got all of Falu's inheritance. And we see from here that when On ben Pelet didn't join Dasan and Aviram and didn't join the rebellion of Korach, he not only saved his life from being swallowed up by the earth, he ended up being zocha to tremendous wealth. All of the inheritance of his grandfather went only to him. The Chidah in his Sefer Tziporin Shamir quotes the Chazal that says that one machlokes could push away 100 parnasas. So obviously the opposite is multiply true. That if somebody runs away from machlokes, as Nemuel On Ben Pelet did, he's zochet to tremendous parnasa. And I saw Rav Eliyahu Cohen from Ashdod explain that the name On Ben Pelet, On, is really the Rashi tables of Eliav v'Nemuel Ben Pelet, referring to Falu. And his name was changed from Nemuel to On Ben Pelet to show everybody, look, he got the Yerusha of Eliav, Nemuel, and Falu. All of the Yerusha was his. And the name change was meant to stress to all of Klal Yisrael, look what happens when you run away from Machlokes.